Christ within us, peace within us. Amen. Often, when I read Mark's gospel passages, I usually wish he could be a tad more gentle with the disciples, that Jesus wasn't always so quick to vent his frustration at the disciples' need for clarification and reassurance. Then I look again at the passages and see Mark's urgency, see Mark's love for his community in which he is writing this good news. Mark wants his community to see themselves in the disciples, that though they don't always understand, they still follow Jesus, to see that though they don't always understand what Jesus is trying to share with us, that Jesus does care. Jesus cares very, very deeply for each one of us. In ancient times, large bodies of water were associated with chaos, and the Sea of Galilee in particular is known for its sudden and tumultuous storms. And this day, in a boat on the Sea of Galilee is no different, as great gales arise seemingly out of nowhere, with waves beating the small boat, and as the boat takes on more and more water, and the disciples can't keep control of the boat, it's as if time slows down, and the disciples realize that here is Jesus sound asleep in the stern of the boat. And in unison, they say to Jesus, "Are you kidding me? How can you be sleeping? We're going to die. Do something." How often do we hear cries for justice, cries for do something? This past week, 9 people were killed while attending a Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. They were killed by one man's act of hate using a legally obtained gun. Gun violence destroys lives and tears families apart. Did you know that Michigan ranks 3rd in the United States for black homicides? That in 1 year in Michigan, 492 black men were killed, and 84% of the victims were killed with guns. I didn't know this, but the total annual cost of gun violence is $229 billion a year. Gun violence costs around $700 per American per year. The average financial cost for a single homicide is about $400,000. Imagine what Michigan could do with this money instead. 492 homicides multiplied by 400,000 equals just under $200 million. How many schools could be improved, neighborhoods improved, water bills paid for, food provided for? Real economic changes could be felt and lives made better, communities kept whole, and then possibly a drop in gun violence. Into winds and crashing waves, Jesus shouts a response of "Peace, be still." Stronger translations of the Hebrew for these three words is "silence, be muzzled." Jesus claims his authority over chaos and rebukes the chaos swirling around the boat, the fear inside the boat, and immediately the sea goes dead calm, eerily silent. The shaken disciples, as still as the sea, look at Jesus with awe-stricken faces. Who is this? Can he really be the Messiah? Can we really trust in him? Is he really worthy of our lives? And Jesus looks back at them and says, "Why are you still afraid?" Repeatedly on this journey together, you and me, we've done great things together. The feeding, the healing, this just now, calming the turbulent Sea of Galilee. Still no faith? Don't you know deep in your bones who I am? Doesn't your heart sing and reach out in joy because you know who I am? This passage of Mark reminds us that we know Jesus and we can trust Jesus to be with us. We can trust Jesus with our lives. This passage reminds us that chaotic moments can come out of nowhere, and that Jesus is with us in the midst of the chaos, ready to silence the forces swirling around us, swirling within us. Jesus is with us, offering us stillness and love and hope. We can together impact the aftershocks of gun violence in our community. We can together work with others towards ending gun violence in Michigan. We can do God's work in this world, and we need not do it alone. Jesus, every time, reaches out his hand and catches us, walks with us as we become advocates for others crying out, "Do something, we're going to die." Jesus extends to us an invitation to a vulnerable recognition of the utter beauty of creation, the utter beauty of a human life, and the fierce forces that wield within the sometimes chaos of creation. And Jesus reminds us that in this chaos and in this beauty, always is he present. Amen.